So in the third field, we are looking at what is becoming known. We're looking at knowledge. We're looking at existing knowledge and we're looking at revealed knowledge. So what does our client, what does the person, what do you feel that you now know as a result of your movement that has come out of your connection to meaning? So when we use the word knowledge, as I've said earlier on in this course, we don't just mean the knowledge of cognitive thought. We don't just mean the linear knowledge or factual domain of knowledge. We mean the intuitive sense of knowing as well. We include emotional congruence in what do we know emotionally. It is the whole range of the human experience of knowledge, both verbal and linguistic and nonverbal, emotional and energetic. So we want to be, as coaches, asking our clients to enter into considering, you know, think about what do you now know? What has been revealed to you about what you're experiencing? What does this tell you? What has been added to? What has been illuminated? I like this idea of what has a light been shone on, if you like. And so they can go within and they can consider that, and however they wish to express that is, of course, up to them. From a coaching point of view, you want to ask questions that point them to the different aspects of knowing that are available potentially for anyone. So, you know, it can be looking for that nonverbal question or can be looking for the feeling question. So make sure that you don't get stuck in an explanatory cognitive place. It's important that the client acquires the knowledge. It is not important that you understand it in the sense that its transmission to you is secondary to its importance to the client. So if they understand it and they can do something with it and can acquire its benefit, its illumination, then that's great. You don't necessarily need to have all of that understood for yourself as their coach.